Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome again for this wonderful show today. Hey, just remember, this show is about you. It's about you guys that work hard. You probably make great money, but the thing is, you haven't got your time freedom yet. And you don't want to live the mediocre life. You don't want to live just the same old life everybody else lives. You want to live a life that's extraordinary, a life of freedom, power, and control that allows you to be able to work because you want to, not because you have to. So welcome to our show, because we'd love being able to help give you some great information, whether it's about cash flow, business, money, or even things that help develop you as a person too. So excited to have you on, because we have a great show that I've been waiting for months to record. Hey, quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. And again, thank you for sharing our show, and keep doing so. So today I'm bringing on my special guest. He's actually a returning guest, someone I'd brought on before by the name of Paul Hutchings. Now, Paul's superpower, man, he's one of those guys that allows you to be able to build business from online. And a thing I know from him on both on a professional and a personal basis is that, I did an episode here recently about basically like how network marketers aren't really free, you know, and Paul's one of those guys that's been in the business long enough to know this, but he's also one of those guys that exudes exactly the kind of business model that I think is the next generation network marketer, showing you be able to how to really do business in the upcoming generation, because the old school methods don't work anymore. I've seen it with people that have been around the block for a while, and they're trying to use those old school methods, and they don't work in building a business. But Paul has got this thing dialed in, and not only has he done it for himself, where he's become, you know, the top recruiter and earner in his companies that he's been a part of, but now he actually teaches other people how to do that. And so I was going to record the show just by myself. I thought, hey, I can definitely teach some of the stuff. I talked to various people, but I'll tell you, like, if anybody actually lives the very thing I'm trying to teach you guys, and probably even gives you a deeper understanding of this from his own personal experience, is Paul. So Paul, welcome to our show.
Hello, Chris Miles and fellow Ripplers. I'm excited to be here. I was, before we popped on the show today, Chris, I was just thinking about how you and I are so alike in the sense that we are addicted to cash flow and freedom. So I love that. I'm just excited to hang out with you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, give them a little bit of backstory for those that haven't heard you before about, you know, where you kind of went from freaked out to freedom, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And by the way, just wanted to say thank you so much for having me on the show today. Really excited about the topic. And shout out to all the listeners for taking some time to invest in yourself. And just really hope that we can deliver some content that can impact your life and your business. So yeah, my quick story. I was raised in Southeast Idaho, a little town called Blackfoot, which is the potato capital of the world. And I followed the traditional counsel from my teachers and, you know, mentors around me who said, if you want to be successful in life, go to school, get good grades so you can get a good job. So that's what I did. I said, hey, you know, success sounds good. Let's do it. You know, so I went to a college, got a degree in business administration down in Phoenix, Arizona, graduated, thought, here I go. I'm ready to conquer the world. You know, I had great grades. I, you know, graduated, you know, near the top of my class. And when I walked out of that school, I thought, it is game over. And what ended up happening was, the best job I could find was in a call center making $11.09 an hour. So I was like, what? You know, I just went in debt $40K for this degree. And, you know, here's my reward. I was like, what happened?
I told you, anyway, I did that for 5 years myself. I got all the way up to $11.69 an hour. I was rolling it. You know?
Were you working in a call center as well?
I did for 5 years.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Wow. You learn a lot of really great skills in a call center though, right? Like, you know, people skills and communication skills. So it turned out to be a really good thing. But long story short, I wasn't making what I wanted to make. And not only that, but I started to experience things in the corporate world that I didn't resonate with. You know, I really didn't appreciate how it seemed that you could work your tail off, you could produce great results, you could show up early, you could stay late. And none of that mattered as much as the guy in the cubicle next to you who had, you know, did a better job of, you know, schmoozing with the bosses and putting on the right appearance. And, you know, those people seem to do really well in those environments. And it really burned me up, you know, that they would get promoted past me and stuff. And so anyway, I said, hey, there's got to be a better way. And that's when I got introduced to my very first network marketing company back in around 2006. And, you know, I just fell in love with the model. I fell in love with the idea of unlimited income, time freedom, you know, being able to have my destiny within my own two hands, and just went to work. And I failed for about 5 years, failed through 14 different companies. And that led me to a point where I had quit my job because I thought maybe it was the job that was holding me back. So I said to my wife, I said, hey, let's quit the job and see if we can make this work. So I quit my job and my income actually got worse. It went down. So it was full time, you know, 6 months straight. Supposedly my income was going to go up, but it actually went down. And that led me to just one of the lowest points in my life. But it was also a point where I found one of the greatest strengths that I probably could have found. And I'm not sure if I shared this on our story last time. I probably did when we did our last podcast. But long story short, I was in the back room of this single wide trailer house that I was living in, putting a couple of my kids to bed, just realizing that my life wasn't working. My business wasn't working. I was failing as a father. You know, I read my kids their stories. They drifted off to sleep. I started to cry. And I threw a Hail Mary, and I knelt down and I prayed to God. And I was like, if, you know, you're there, what am I doing wrong? Because I feel like I'm just giving it everything I've got and nothing is working. And long story short, I didn't hear a voice or I didn't see a vision, but I got some really interesting pieces of guidance that showed up in my life right after that prayer. One of them was I got some very specific instructions to work on my mindset. And then I also found some very specific instructions relating to skill set and marketing. And this kind of encapsulates my breakthrough. I've got a friend named Todd. I call him Todd Nuclear Young, and he's been a top earner in the network marketing profession. And one time he told me, he says, Paul, you want to know the formula for success? And I'm like, lay it on me, Todd. I got to have it. And he said, it's mindset plus skill set times performance equals results. And that's sort of what happened to me back after that prayer. I had the right combination of mindset come in, combined with skill set, which includes you know, marketing, people skills, being able to build relationships, give invitations in the right way, which I think is some of what we're going to be talking about today. And that led me to just dramatically different results. I went on to become the number one income earner in my network marketing company, the number one recruiter, actually joined another company, went straight to the top. I've been on the leadership councils of the last two network marketing companies that I built. And I'm just very blessed and grateful to say that my journey through the network marketing profession has led me to a great spot where I'm living the life that I want to live. You know, I'm free with my time, have money coming in, have debt paid down, you know, have some great investments out there. And, it's all thanks to the information that has come to me through great mentors and also through this great business model. So that's me in a nutshell.
Awesome. That's so cool. I mean, I love that kind of rags to riches type story. That's always a fun story to see. And it's there's like I've noticed, there's always greater wisdom that's created in those kind of moments versus just jumping right to success, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So today I want to talk, you know, like we talked about privately already off the air, but it's kind of interesting because I kind of, you know, secretly interviewed you a little bit, even though I already knew you'd pass with flying colors because I already know kind of how you think. And in fact, I remember I called you. I said, man, I don't even know if you're even in a network marketing company because I follow you. Like I love how you do business. And you are like the epitome of how I see a next generation network marketer, only to find out you actually don't really do network marketing as really like you were doing in the past, are you?
That's right. Yeah, I have not built a traditional network marketing company for about 2 years since my partner and I walked away from our last opportunity.
Yeah, I think that's fascinating. The thing is, I know you could jump right in and you'd probably surpass a lot of people who are doing it right now. And so I want to talk about that because I'll tell you and we said this off the air, but I get messages weekly from people of varying sorts. I mean, I get messages from people that just out of the blue, they're not even friends with me on Facebook, and they'll send me a message saying, hey, you'd be perfect for this. So they send me a message on LinkedIn, right? And they'll say, hey, you should try this and check it out. And most of the time, these people never build a relationship with me. It's purely a pitch. Or maybe they'll start with a little, hey, how you doing? Like, oh, where do you live? How many kids do you have? And they start with a little small talk, and then bam, they jump right into it, right?
Right. Yeah. You
know, tell me, what do you see as the trend of where it's going right now?
Yeah. So, I'll just share one thing before jumping into kind of the trend of where I think things are going, is that I look at the way some people do things, and I have a tendency, to sometimes want to kind of laugh and say, why are you doing it that way? There's a better way to do it. And, you made a great post on Facebook a little while back where there was this guy that exactly what you said, straight up pitch, no relationship, has no idea what's going on in your life, has no idea if you're totally financially free, even has a need. They don't know anything about people. And then they're just straight up pitching them. And after you've been around for a while, you know that doesn't work as well as people think it does. And so the tendency is you kind of want to, laugh at them a little bit and stuff. But I had a realization when you posted that last post and I was thinking about it and I thought, I used to do it that way too. In my early days, I was so hungry to make it happen that I was just doing whatever I could think to do. And so I think just to frame this whole conversation, it's just really good to remember that we've probably all been there, or maybe we're there right now. And that it's okay, and that there is a lot to respect and admire of people who are just taking action, So I just kind of like to lay that down before we get into some of the things that we're talking about. But as far as the trend, I think that because of the internet and because we're all so much more connected than we used to be, people are more aware than they used to be. People are more knowledgeable. People have been around the block a little bit more. And I just want to share one little example of this. So I was chatting with a guy the other day who just joined my business yesterday. And he, in the middle of our chatting, one of the things that I was doing is I was just trying to ask him questions about his experience, in home business. And he was telling me things like, I've joined things in the past and they made it seem so easy. And they said that, it was just going to be, they've got all these systems in place and all you got to do is push a button and it'll work. And he's like, and then I join and then I find out that it was actually really complex, some of the things they were asking me to do. And so I was learning about his journey and I was learning what he'd been through. And right in the middle of that, Chris, he sends me this note. He says, I just love getting messages like the one below. And then he quotes this exact message that somebody sent him in the middle of our conversation. It says, hey, PJ, this is so-and-so. I have something you need to see. We have an amazing new done-for-you system that is making our members a ton of money. It's extremely simple and requires very little time on your part. One guy on our team has already made $36,500 in his first 10 days. Would you like to check it out? So what happened was this guy that I was talking to, he has this whole story of what's happened to him up to this point. He's got what's happening to him into his life. And then this guy pitches him the exact thing that he said he's had problems with in the past. And so I think what's happening is people have been around the block. They're more aware, these things that maybe used to work better, latest and greatest thing, this new thing, it's amazing. It just doesn't work as well as it maybe used to do. because right. I think we're just all more aware, you know?
Yeah. I totally agree. I mean, there's been so many tactics and there's so much noise online right now. It's getting harder and harder to stand out if you keep trying to elevate your voice to go with the rest of the noise, you know, like you really have to stand out. And, you know, and like you mentioned even before, like about the, the thing I post on Facebook about that guy. I mean, he wasn't even in network marketing. He was just doing traditional business. And you're right. Like I've done tactics similar to that, not the same thing. And this is pre Facebook days, you know, but I remember I went through like, you know, when I was trying to build my financial firm, I was going through like monster.com leads and the position I was offering was purely 100% commission only. There was no salary. And I'm thinking back like, man, I was paying for monster.com leads to get people that were looking for jobs, you know, and a lot of them, I remember back in those days, cause it's right around Y2K or just after that, you know, there's a lot of people that were like tech people thinking like, hey, I need money. I can't just work on commission. And this is, you know, some of them even got mad about it, you know, a little bit offended and like, what are you offended about? I'm trying to give you a job here. Like, you know, granted it's like more of a business independent contractor type job, but still, and now looking back, like that was, that was not probably the most effective way to get people in, you know, like it really wasn't what they, it wasn't the right fit for almost anybody walking through those doors and wasted both for our times.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think also just one other thing that might be useful to think about, there's a great definition of marketing that I like that says marketing is selling the things that people really want to the people who really want them. And just this recognition that, you know, we all have things we're looking for. We all have problems. You know, we all have places we want to go, and you can tap into that. And not everyone is your prospect, you know, and just realizing that, you know, it's like, I love the example of I think this is a great metaphor. So the stereotypical used car salesman, right? Like we all kind of have this picture in our minds of what that person is like, maybe like a plaid jacket with a cigar hanging out, like, and like, you know, really pushy and trying to get you to you close the deal and buy the thing, even though you might not want to. There's that. And then there's the picture of, you know, maybe the physician, the trusted physician that we go to. And we think of like, how do we respond differently to the used car salesman versus the trusted physician? Totally different, right? Totally different. Because on the one hand, you got a guy trying to shove something down our throat that we may or may not want. But then on the other hand, you've got this professional who is viewed as a solutions provider who has some expertise, and maybe that person has our best interest at heart, not necessarily just making a sale. And so the response is totally different.
Yeah, that is so true. Yeah. I'll give people some background on you a little bit with your and my relationship. Cause I think we've known each other for what, 3 or 4 years now it's been.
Yeah. Yep. I think so about that. Yeah.
And the thing I respect, and I think this is kind of what I see is like the next generation trend, how it's going, is exactly the way you did it. Like I remember, you know, when we first started talking just to get to know each other, I mean, you legitimately wanted to get to know me. You actually asked questions, which I know that's something you teach with your material, but you actually like wanted to get to know me. And what's amazing is because like, I really didn't have a whole lot of pain, right? Like I was like, I'm actually living the dream. Like I'm loving it.
Right. I'm retired. I remember you telling me I'm retired.
I'm retired. And what's funny is like, you didn't try to pitch me, which there are other people, even when they find that out, still try to pitch me. And they're like, and then they'll say things like, well, Chris, you're not opposed to other streams of income, are you? And of course I'm like, well, of course I'm not. But I don't just do things for money. Like it's gotta be something much, much more. And they're like, oh, well, there's a great mission here. I'm like, yeah, but it's not my mission. And I kept trying to, you know, fit my square peg into their round hole, you know? And I love that you did not do that at all.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm glad that I didn't. As you were telling the story, I was thinking, okay, did I pitch Chris? Did I pitch Chris?
No, not at all. I mean, no, you did it right. And so, I mean, speak to that a little bit. Like what is kind of like that? I mean, I shouldn't say it's a secret because really it should be common sense, but it's not in the business space.
Yeah. Well, there's a great quote that a mentor gave to me a few years back that I love. And that quote is, prescription without diagnosis is malpractice.
Oh, yeah.
And if you can imagine, I mean, going to the doctor, you got a stomach ache and you go to the doctor and you're sitting there waiting for the doctor to come in and you're like, man, I got the stomach ache. I hope the doctor can help me fix this. And then you wait. And then the doctor comes in, looks at you and says, oh yeah, I see you got a scrape on your knee. Here, I'm going to give you some morphine and write you a prescription and walks out the door. You'd be like, what the heck just happened? You know, like that doesn't make any sense. But that's what a lot of, home business entrepreneurs do. And so I like to approach my business with this mindset. And that is that, if I can make a friend first, and while I'm making a friend, I'm looking for a need or a dream, a problem or somewhere that this, an unfulfilled desire, right? A place this person wants to go that, you know, hasn't been yet fulfilled. Then when I get to the point where maybe I deem that my business or my product could be a solution for that person, now I can offer a solution. So like my process is three steps: make a friend, find a need, suggest a solution via an effective invitation. And so if I've taken the time to make a friend, and you know, we have a lot to say on this, right, Chris? Like people nowadays, like you were telling me the other day when we were talking, it's just all about, okay, who can I pitch as fast as I can pitch to get this out as fast as possible? And there's literally almost no relationship happening.
No, it's like, how can I burn through my friends and family as fast as possible so they all hate me and then see if any of them might refer me?
Right. And I like, I'm sure you've read T. Harv Eker's Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Mm-hmm. He's got a great quote in that book that says, poor people think in terms of either or, wealthy people think in terms of and. Mm. And so when you start a business, it's okay to invite people that you have relationships with. I mean, rapport is a really important foundation to receptiveness of invitations. So this is why most network marketing companies teach you when you get started, make a list and connect with that list. But here's my assertion is that you can give invitations and nourish relationships at the same time. You don't have to just give invitations and pitch without nourishing the relationship. And it's really important that you do this. And I think this is one of the reasons people are averse to connecting with people they already know and giving them invitations is because they're like, I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that person that's just like trying to get something, you know, trying to pitch a product, trying to pitch a business. Well, what if you could nourish the relationship at the same time, where when you get done with the interaction, the person is or isn't a fit, but that relationship has been nourished. There's been some value exchange. There's some love exchange. You know, maybe there's some benefit outside of that particular business interaction. And I just think there's so much value there. You know, I have people like you who I am friends with, and I can think of the last and good friends, like people that I really, really like who get so involved in building their business to where the last three or four conversations we've had have all been about them trying to get me in their business. And I think about that and I'm like, where's our relationship? Like, how does that make me feel? I mean, I still love the person, yeah, of course, but I'm like, this does not make me feel like we have a real friendship, you know? And so how responsive am I going to be in the future to invitations? Not very. How excited am I going to be about giving them referrals? Probably not very, right? There's all this missed opportunity when you skip over that relationship.
Give us an example of someone maybe like that wasn't a good fit for what you're doing, but they still referred somebody on to you.
Yeah. So there's one lady that I'm connected with on Facebook who very successful. She's a very successful realtor over in California. She has actually just launched an awesome podcast. And so I invited her to look at my business. She said she would. And as I was following up with her, it quickly became very apparent that she was just too busy. She had a lot going on. And so I said, it sounds like, you know, you've got a lot going on. No worries. Don't worry about it. Sounds like you're moving in the direction you want to move. Probably not a fit anyway. So thank you so much for the connection. And I appreciate the time. And about 3 days later, she messages me back and she said, hey, Paul, I just got interviewed on this podcast. And I think you would be a great fit. Would you like me to introduce you to the host? I was like, sure, that'd be great. I mean, if I can offer some value, I'd love to do that. So she introduced me to the podcast host and he had me on his podcast, right? Free exposure for my business, right? So she didn't join, but you know, she felt like she appreciated our interaction enough that she wanted to do me a solid, you know, and refer me somewhere good. There's another lady that I know, she owns a skincare company and I invited her to look at my business. She obviously, she's not a fit. I think she's doing very well with her business, but she says, you know, Paul, I really love you and what you're doing. And she messaged me with a list of 10 of her friends that she thought would be a good fit for what I'm doing. And it's like, wow, like I didn't even ask for that, but because she appreciated the interaction so much in our friendship, she's like, I really want to help him, you know? So there's just a couple examples recently.
Wow. Isn't that way business should be?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that's what's amazing. Like, I mean, that's the kind of way that I think everyone, not just in network marketing, but everybody should be doing business. You know, just like the guy reached out to me. I mean, he wasn't even in network marketing, but he might as well have been because he created such a sour taste in my mouth, and especially because I had no relationship with him anyways, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's key is that if you're in it for the long haul, if you're really in it to win it in business, you've got to look at it from a long-term perspective, not just a short-term, which is burn through my relationships and just find out who's going to, you know, make me rich and then just get to those people. But how many relationships do you burn up along the way or people you create mistrust in that think you're mm-hmm. just driven by money or business and you really don't have an interest in them?
Yep. Yep. And, you know, I think one other important concept to talk about here along these lines, you've probably heard this, Chris, you know, you ever heard someone say network marketing is not sales?
Right.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
So I really believe that, you know, I believe that that is a true statement in the sense that network marketing and relationship marketing, when done right, is not sales in the sense that it's more about relationshiping and finding out if people are open. So it's like sorting and sifting. So right. We want to find people who are open, and the people who are open, we then get them to a tool that does the sales presentation. But what a lot of network marketers are doing is they're treating this as sales in the sense mm-hmm. that, listen, I got to be that used car guy. You don't want the car? Listen, have you seen the tires on this thing? Have you seen the paint job? Have you seen how fast this car goes? Listen, this is the most amazing car. Like, you're selling. You are selling. You are not relationshiping. You're not sorting and sifting. And I think that's one of the great things about this business model is that when done right, you don't have to sell. You relationship and you help find solutions. You know. And the good news is the sea of people who have problems or unfulfilled desires is vast. So that means the opportunity is huge for people who are, you know, ready to do it the next generation way, like you're talking about.
I agree. I've watched people do it, you know, the ways that worked maybe in the 90s and the 2000s, where they would do that. They would just say, like, isn't this amazing? Check it out. And their passion, their excitement would be enough to get people to look and to be interested. But in today's day, when there's been so much hype around so many things, it's hard to get people excited anymore because they're always automatically skeptical, you know? And so to use that same method, I've watched those same people struggle. I mean, they still can create a certain amount of success with enough hard work, but they have to work so much harder to make it work.
And
that was the truth for me, even my own business. I mean, I remember I was taught by people, it's like, hey, it's a numbers game. You just got to, you know, talk to so many people and then you close X percent and then you make X amount of money. And so if you want to reverse engineer it, this is how many people you need to talk to. And what I learned, and I think you've learned the same thing, is that you can skew the numbers. Like I know
you really can.
I get people that reach out to me from the show. Most of the people that reach out to me are already kind of thinking, I think I'm the right fit for you, but I'm not sure. You know, let me find out. And so they message me. And in more cases than not, most of those people are a great fit. And my only role is like what you had said, is my role is not just to sell somebody. In fact, it's to listen. It's to diagnose and to see if I am their prescription or if they need to find something else. And I've had people where it's like, you know what? Actually, you're not ready for me, or maybe this is not a right fit. I don't do what you're asking, but here's a website, check this out. You know, this will be really good for you. Or, you know, check, or let me refer you to this friend. This person will be great for you. And they're like, wow, you'd be willing to do that? I'm like, of course. Like, I don't want to work with somebody who's not a good fit for me, because that drains both of our energy, and that's just not fun.
Absolutely. Yep. I have a good friend who is really, he's really skilled with LinkedIn marketing, and he did a training inside our community. And what he does is he would connect with people on LinkedIn and set up a discovery call for 15 or 20 minutes. And his only goal was to find an area in the person's business where they were struggling or needed some help. And then he would set another appointment with them a week later, where he would bring them referrals and solutions for their problem, and without even mentioning his business. Right. And he was like, I get referrals every day, all day long, because people just know that I'm, you know, out there trying to help them. So they want to do the same for me.
That's right. It's a weird, like, you know, what you give, you receive, right? A lot of reciprocity.
Yeah. And one other thing that bubbled up, you know, in some of the comments that you made just a few minutes ago, this idea of how do you stand out in a world that's shouting.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, whispering is a great strategy. So with the hype of the old invite, where Chris, this is, have you seen this? I mean, this just hit town. It's going to explode, blah, 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 blah. See, where everyone is doing that, like you just said, it doesn't work that well anymore. And so the opposite of that is to use a principle called remove pressure. Remove pressure and arouse curiosity. And then also use possibility language in the invitation. So if I'm giving you an invite, Chris, I might say something like, you know, hey, Chris, hope you're having a great day. Listen, this might be a total long shot. I've no idea. But I recently ran across something that looks like it could be pretty lucrative. So you're like softening that, you're still arousing curiosity, but you're softening it so much by removing pressure, saying, hey, this may or may not be a fit. This probably isn't a fit. Chris, I know you're super busy and super successful with what you're doing. This probably isn't a fit, but I wanted to run it by you just in case. So you remove that pressure, and then you give the invite with possibility language. So instead of saying things like, this is the best thing ever, you'd say, I ran across something that looks, I mean, it looks pretty unique. I really haven't seen anything like this before. And it's kind of caught my interest. And I thought of you. I was just curious to know if you might be open to taking a peek, see if it might be something for you or maybe someone you might know. If so, let me know. I'd love to send you a video. If not, no worries. Message me back. And hey, Chris, regardless, let me know how you're doing. What are you up to? How's your life? How's Adis and the kids? And then you send the invite. So you've delivered an invitation in a way that's whispering, but still arousing curiosity. And you've nourished the relationship because you let Chris know that regardless of whether he's a fit or not, or open or not, you still love Chris and you still love his family.
That's right. It's true. You do it. You do it so well. And yeah, I love that. Like it's really is, it's like, it's not like takeaway marketing. It kind of is, but it's not. Like, it's still, it's like you said, it's possibility marketing. It's just putting that little release valve to get the pressure off and not say, hey, this is definitely it. Everybody should do this. You'd be dumb not to, you know?
Right. Right. That is such a turnoff these days. I don't know.
Yeah. You've heard it enough, you know?
Yep. Yep.
Well, this is awesome. Like, I appreciate it. And like, I know, like, there's so much we can cover on this. But I know you've got a lot of great content online and stuff that you do, because you teach people even how to market online. Because even though belly to belly and face to face is important, you can even teach people to do it all over the world. What are ways people can actually get access to that?
Yeah. So the best way, I actually just finished up a rough draft of a book that I'm going to publish, I think. Awesome. It's called Online Recruiting Secrets, and I have the PDF available on my website as a free giveaway. So the website is paulhetchings.net, or onlinerecruitingsecrets.com. That goes to the same location. But that'd be a really great intro into being able to utilize next generation recruiting strategies, whether it's just on social media, belly to belly, you know, principles of human nature, they never change. And that's one thing that I love about being a student of principles, is that while marketing strategies can change, when you understand people and you utilize principles in your recruiting, that stuff is, I mean, it's forever. It's not going to change. And so in my book, I outline some great principles of human nature, some great recruiting strategies, and anyone who subscribes and grabs that, they'll be on my email list. And, you know, I send out content along those lines. So
that's perfect. Love it. But yeah, we'll have that in the show notes as well, so people can click on that link. So
awesome. Thank you, Chris. I really appreciate it.
So Paul, I really appreciate your time, man. Like, this has been fabulous. Like I told you, I've been waiting to record this very episode for months. I mean, months. And so I know this is going to be one of the more popular episodes for sure. And so really appreciate it and really appreciate your time and your expertise and your knowledge here.
Oh man, I am totally honored and so grateful that that you gave me the invitation to be here. So thank you, Chris, for being such a great example of freedom and cash flow and creative thinking, and you know, for all that you do for the mission of helping people to build lives of financial freedom. And thanks to all the listeners who tuned in today.
You bet, man. Hey, it takes one to know one. That's right. Oh, I appreciate it, Paul. And everybody else, thank you so much for joining us. Like, really, if you want to truly be genuine about how you do your business and be able to help and serve people and be a value creator in people's lives and be able to do it in a way you don't feel sleazy, check out his stuff. So like I said, his link will be in the show notes. But everybody, I hope you make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.